Okay, so we've come to the conclusion there's quite a category of restrictions of when you can take the law into your own hands. And the case we were discussing and finished off last week was the chicken case. What was the chicken case? That Reuben bought a chicken from the supermarket, brought it home, his wife walked in and says, "There's something very smelly over here." And it was an off chicken. Okay? So he took it back to the supermarket. And they say, "We've got a policy. Once you take out chickens from the place, you can't return them." And he said, "What? You it's a Mecca sauce. You sold me an off chicken? Who says? You took it out. Maybe it came off by you. It was nothing to do with us. You can't return chickens." So what he did is that when he went round buying other items from the shop, he shoplifted the chicken.
He repossessed his own property.
Okay. And now he's having second thoughts that maybe he has done something wrong, and he went to clarify the halacha. So he took the law into his own hands. So in Mechadish last week, based on the Rav Moshe, a pshat in the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara Brachos, let's repeat the story this week. The Gemara Brachos says like this. Rav Huna had lots of barrel of wines, which went bad, turned into vinegar. And when they turned into vinegar, the Chachomim came to him, the Beis Medrash came to him, and says, "Well, you must have done something wrong. Me, the God of Zadon, did something wrong?" He says, "Well, you're choshish me?" He says, "Are you choshish HaKadosh Baruch Hu?" He says, "Oh, okay." So he made this statement. Anyone who knows that I've heard something that I've done wrong should come forward. So they came and said to him, "We heard you haven't paid your worker. You have not paid your worker. So you didn't pay the wages of your oris. You're a land labourer." Omalei, so he said, "Mikoshovik li midli minei, hakagonifle kulu." The reason why, I had a good reason. You know why I didn't pay his wages? Because he stole from me. I just was repossessing my own chiyuv. He stole from me. I own wages. I just nullified one for the other, took the law into my own hands. Omalei, hanadomid, shibosa, gonva, ganuv. Oh, that's what people say, you know. You still back from him. You're just as bad as the gunner to do such action. So he said, "Okay, you're right. I set the Musa. I said it was a wrong thing to do. It was wrong." Okay? So we had a question over there. We asked, "What? He took the law into his own hand. That's Ovid and Shirash. That's Sivan Tad. Why did he do wrong?" And he admitted he did wrong in the end. He was damaged by somebody called the Oris, and he was recovering his loss. What did he do wrong? He had a hesed, he doesn't need to go to Beis Din, took the law into his hands, what's the problem? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, based on the Rav Yo, came up with a chiddush. He says, "The Gaimelon, Ben Bag Bag Omer." There's a Ben Bag, there's a Baba Kama who says, "El tekanes lachotze chavecha lito eshecha shemetil of kaganak." Do not sneakily go into somebody's property to recover your own item, because you look like a ganav. Ella, what should you do? Shov eshinov, you should break his teeth. Do it publicly. V'omer l'shi anito, you shouldn't come like a ganav. You should go in public and say, break his teeth and say, "Why am I doing this? Because you stole my item." So everyone knows you're not a ganav. You're just recovering your own item. And that's brought down as halacha. So he says that was the taina against Rav Huna. Rav Huna did an action which people interpret that he was wrong. Did pay his wages. He should have done that. He should have done a meforsam thing, gone to the public square after, obviously, no problems with Loshon Hara and Rechilas and that, and he gives Hasra and everything like that. And still, this is the only etzer to recover his item. So he goes and publicly says, "I'm not paying wages, or I pay wages and I'm taking it back because you owe me money." Okay, in a public fashion. Why does it have to be Ovid in the Shashay? Doesn't need to, because we pass him that he can go and do the law in your own hands, even if there's no urgency, as long as you gain something, gain a potential time, and loss of money, a potential loss of money, you're preventing a potential, a possibility of a loss of money. Yeah? Yeah. So that's the way Paskin. And the only wrong that Rafuna did was he did it in a way which can be interpreted as bad.
Why
isn't it Lashon Hara? I said, as long as he did all the conditions, all the Kovitz time, he warned the Oris and said, and he still wasn't going to end it. If this is the only way, the only way.
Well, we could do without embarrassing him.
And you can't make me a gunner because of your embarrassment. No, because Ovid in Ishtanash. That's the Chiddush Ovid in Ashe. A possible loss, you can take the law in your hands, you are the Beistin. No, we pass the light. Rav Nachman says, I feel if there's no Hefsid. Yeah, that's the Machlokes in the Gemara. Rav Nachman of Yehuda. Okay. So what does Rav Moshe say? That's relevant for the chicken case. So the Chora, what's this guy doing? He's shoplifting. That's bedbug. That's a bedbug. Bedbug says, do not do something which can be interpreted as evil. You should do it in public fashion. So therefore, he shouldn't shoplift. Because that everyone says, he's a shoplifter. No, we realize he should do public fashion. Now, what's the Chiddush of Moshe, which we finished last week with, was the Chiddush of Moshe Feinstein, is that when do you have the din of bedbug?
You only have
the din of bedbug that says don't shoplift, that can be interpreted as evil action that you're doing. That's only when it's possible to retrieve your item in a meforsome way where it's no problem of looking like a gunner. You've got two options. Either do it, knock his teeth out in a public fashion and publicize that you're doing it because I'm recovering my own item, or doing it even the undercut way of being a gunner, maybe looking like a gunner going to the rishus. So Bemba says, when you've got those two options, you're not allowed to be interpreted like a gunner, and you have to do it in a forceful way. But, says Rav Moshe, that even Bemba would agree, if there's no other option, the only way to ever retrieve your item was through an action which could interpret as being a gunner, but that's the only way, then you're allowed to do it. Then even Ben Bag would agree you're allowed to do it. Because the Bag's din was only a din when there's options. Public, private, looking like a gunner. Do the public rather than private looking like a gunner. But if the only way is to do the right thing, but the right thing is the only way to retrieve it in a fashion where if you look like a gunner, so then that's why you're allowed. And over here, he has no option with the chicken. And it doesn't help going to the base and nothing. It won't help. He'll never be able to retrieve his chicken. The only way he'll be able to achieve his chicken is in a shoplifting type of fashion. So therefore, that's how we concluded last week. L'chora, under that circumstances, should be okay. That's where we left off last week. Okay, we'll get back to this case. As I said last week, we didn't finish last week. But that's how we finished last week in the Klal of Benbach. Now, let's move on to the following case. The following case, and we'll get back to the thing. Also, we see a chidushim in Ovid in Ishnavshe. Maisa Shoya Kachai came to Basin. Famous case, and I think I mentioned it once over here to those who were here. We'll mention it in. We didn't talk about it in respect to this halacha, we'll talk about it in another halacha. Maybe I mentioned this, I can't remember. We have a money changer. Yeah? Money changer, Reuven comes to the money changer and says, I'm buying a property in Eretz Yisrael. You have better rates overall, cost wise, than going through the banks. I would like to transfer my money from America to through you, change it to shekels, and then I'll pass it on to paying the Mikabla. That's the idea. So he does transfers $100,000. Good. Now, after he transferred the $100,000, he comes to the money changer. He says, look, give me my shekels, pass it on to the bank. He said, yeah, I will. Takes a bit of time. We'll take 2 or 3 days, and we'll change it. We'll pass it on to the kabbalah. two, 3 days pass, nothing happens. And then something happens. Suddenly, he went bankrupt. Disappears. Not disappeared literally, but shop closes. Okay, now he's lost his 100,000 in transit, as they say. So, Reuven can't afford that loss. This is money for apartments. So he wants to make some sort of recovery. So he goes and finds out where the money changer lives. Yeah. But we talked in a different fashion, we talked in this halakha. He goes to find the money changer and lives, and he sees that the money changer is driving some fancy car, and he steals that car. Part payment for what is owed to him. Okay? So the question now, the first question arrives, before we carry on with the story. First question arrives, is that, was it legal or illegal under the halachas of Ovid in Edid Nashe to retrieve his money? Now, let's see what the Gemara Bava Metzia says, number two, about when you can take the law into your hands and retrieving your money when you can't. In Kuf Tetz Vav and Bava Metzia, says, Hamava es chaver, somebody lends money. Lo yashkamenenu ela vebeisin. The only way you can take your money out of him is through Basin. You can't get payments, you can't take guarantors, only through Basin. Below Yinkas, the Basin Little Mashkanosh, Nehma, but why? It's Gezeres HaKosef. Every other halacha, you can take the loan to your own hands. When you're trying to retrieve money for loan, you're out of the picture. You cannot take the loan to your hands. Why? Gezeres HaKosef, B'chutz Tamuz. The Torah says, you can't ever enter the guy's house to retrieve your money. In the reference to our case, we'll come back. We'll just say what the halacha, the Gemara says, the klali. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. The tova beisa la'avetavetan. The beisa yatanefas. You have no right of doing ovid in the nashday when you're going into the house of the guy who you lent money to. Avo atanichnas lebeisa shorim. But you're allowed to retrieve your money from the guarantor of the loan. The one who borrowed the money, you can't take the law in your hands, only for basis. But a guarantor who backed up the loan, you can take the law into your own hands and retrieve it by going into the house, even without permission, and getting your money. Okay. Now, let me ask you like this. So we see, after this whole cloud of the Nashe, there's one exception, there's a cost of called somebody you lend money to, then that's only based and that's the only options. Now, in this case, the money changer. Is he... What is he defined as? Did you lend money to him? Is he considered he borrowed money and therefore you're restricted to now using the path of Basin? Or, no, he's not considered the pasha of borrowing money. It's called a nifka, it's called some other words, and therefore a guarantee, some sort of guarantee, I don't know. Not in the pasha of borrowing. Just not in the pasha of borrowing. What is it? Is he borrowed money or is it in any other pasha? What is it? Can you take the loan to your hands?
Does he have a heter iska hanging in his shop?
Does he have a heter iska hanging in his shop? Yes, he has a heter iska for sure.
Then it's, if it's cool because the anonymous is wrong, it's not being over heter.
He's saying that if it's a heter iska, then for sure it's got a loan, because the whole point of iska is to turn it into not a loan. That's what Matis is saying.
Right? It doesn't matter. Heter iska governs every transaction.
Oh, so isn't he a, I would say it's like a loan. Isn't he like a kaplan? He's providing a service, transferring the money from point A.
He's a worker. What are you saying? What's he doing? It's a showman. It's a showman. Okay, so let's go and say, is a bank a loan? Is he like a guarantor? Why is he like a guarantor? Okay. Okay, guarantor. Now, listen. Let's go bank first. Bank. When you give money to the bank, a Jewish bank, Eretz Yisrael, with a head to Iskus, what is that? Is that a loan or is that not a loan?
It's a loan.
It's a loan. Why is it a loan? So, what defines something as a loan and not a loan?
Well, before we go further, I think you need to explain the repercussions of people saying it's a loan here.
Okay, Rega, I just want to hear him out.
I mean the repercussions of what they have to do in the bank tomorrow.
What defines something as a loan? Chazal give very clear hadzorah, very clear descriptions of when is something described as a loan or not. Very good. The Gemara says, in Gemara and Kedusha, when is it considered a loan? When I'm giving money and you're allowed to use that money for your own, whatever you like for your personal benefits. You do not need to
beg.
You don't need to give me back that specific money which I'm giving. So therefore, every bank, without getting first into the head to Iska, no sir, your money to the bank, they are machaiving themselves to give you back money, but not that money. They can use the money you should give for anything they like. It's called a loan. Even if it's say for God's honor, those words, doesn't make a difference. If they can use the money for what they like and give anything, that defines a loan. Doesn't matter what their words and doesn't matter words don't do anything. Now, what does Heter Iska do? Does that change that fact or not?
Now, it turns into a partnership legally. The question is though, do you still get that original kavana?
Everyone's
kavana contradicts it.
No, that's mamish worthless.
Okay, so what Heter Iska does, Heter Iska says, is that you've got now certain deals over here that there's certain circumstances where I won't be able to achieve my money, won't be able to claim my money back. I've given you money, and under certain circumstances, I won't be able to get back my money. Okay? There is a famous source in the Sivas that discussed, does that mean it's not a loan for like some halacha like this? The fact that you made the head to Iska, mitzias wise, you're giving them money, and still the mitzias is that money they don't need to give back, other money. Why? Because of certain agreements you made with them, but it's not that money. So success goes along and it has a mahalach that says that's still called a loan, as far as our halachas are called. Still comes under the halachic definition of loan for our halacha of you can't now take the law into your own hands. Because it's not a real partnership of where the item I'm giving is mine, half yours, and you can't do anything with it without my permission. That's a classic, half the table's mine, half the table's yours, you can't do anything without having my agreement. Here I'm giving you money, you can do what you like with the money. Just whatever you do with the money, and any benefit you get out of it, you promise to give me profit from it. But the actual money, you can do what you like. So since you could do that, it still has the definition of a loan. If so.
And the Ketzal says it's still mutter to pay rivers on that?
Yeah, because the price is different. The rivers is totally on the price, not totally the definition of a loan. Forget, I tell you. If it's not a loan, then you don't need a head to Iska. Only because it's a loan, you need a head to Iska to restrict the requirements of rivers when you ever learn rivers. It has to be a loan in order to have a head to Iska to rectify it. Yeah? Right. So, therefore, money in the bank is called a loan, even with a Heter Iska. So money you sent to this money changer to buy your property. You say, I want to give you money, I want you to change it, and send it to my kavlan, $100,000, fine. What is that? Is that a loan or not a loan? Money changer.
He's supposed to send the same money.
Yeah. Is he supposed to send the same money? What did he give him?
Definitely not.
What did he give him? What did he give him?
$100,000?
$1,000. That $100,000 he can't use for anything else, and he has to change it into shekels. Yes. Or he can do what he likes, $100,000, as long as you give me shekels elsewhere. Not true. Not true. That's what it should be. That's what you should institute, but it's not what it is. Like you give him $100,000, he can do what he likes with $100,000. As long as fine. So you're giving him a loan. And what does the halacha say? When you give a loan, are you allowed to take a law into your own hands and recover the loan by taking his luxury car because he's got bankrupt? No. So therefore, He did an illegal act.
But it goes into a bank.
The house is all bought to the house. The house is, when you're dealing with somebody who owes you money, you cannot go to his rishus and recover the money. Yes. Yes.
The fact that it goes to a bank doesn't make a difference. It doesn't go to him. It goes to a bank.
Right, even more so. More so, it's a loan. Even more is the loan defined if it goes to his account in the bank. Yeah. So, the chore, he's restricted from the Ovidin in Lafshe. And therefore, when he sold the car in recovery for his money, he's doing something wrong. But, let me ask you a question. Let me ask. Not really, Machloka. It's only on Palka Pekotin, not on Palka Halva, which is what the.
Palka Halva, I understand.
Okay, forget that. No, it's not good. Okay, now. Let me ask you this question. If I lend somebody money, and he's got money to pay me back, and he doesn't pay me back, what is he called?
Say it again.
I lend Reuven money,
yeah.
And Reuven now has to pay me, Jude's Aita comes, and Reuven's got money to pay me back. And he just doesn't pay it back. What is Reuven called?
He's not called a Ganav.
Russia?
Maybe a Russia.
Is he called, you say he's not called a Ganav?
Because he got the money
back,
holding back
the money of someone else.
Is it called a
Ganav?
Huh?
Russia?
Russia, but it was a loan. It definitely was a loan at the beginning.
It's not a Ganav because you didn't take the money without the
okay, so therefore.
You got it, so
okay, so money. Let's look at Imravina. Imravina says, the Orbach Samir, from the famous Orbach Samir, Imravina. Da lova yesh lo leshalim ve'enu rotsim. Somebody's borrowed money, he's got money to pay, and he doesn't want it. Umza de Muchochu. We've got a clear umzana to Adas Zeh Lo Hilfu. I would never lend money to somebody who's got money to pay me back and doesn't pay me back. And therefore, since I would never give him the money in the first place, if I would know that he would have money and not pay me back, therefore, Nisbatul Shem Avav and Asa Gazi. Therefore, the money he had originally doesn't. What turns out that it wasn't a halvor, because there's a mekach tos, and he becomes a gun.
But he's assuming that he had no intention of ever paying it back.
He said that's not saying that case. He said I give it to somebody who intends to pay back, and then he decides he's not going to pay me back. So Lamafreya, retrospectively, I would never have given the money to the person in the first place if I knew that 10 days later he would never pay me back, even though he just changed his mind 10 days later. So therefore, it's a gazan, because it's a mechatos, like every mechatos. So the Me'ekach Tos is that it's not a new event happens. He just changed his das wasn't. Yeah, that works. Right. A Me'ekach Tos. Yeah, Me'ekach Tos is on the basis is you're breaking an agreement. It's a Me'ekach Tos of you're breaking a condition of the agreement.
So any agreement,
not like it's a blemish in itself. Me'ekach Tos is that I'm giving you the money on certain conditions. One of the fundamental conditions is, if you got money, you have to pay me back. I understand, if you lose money, then it's hard, that I'm taking the risk for. But if you got money, and you don't pay me back, that's fundamental of the condition of getting the money first. It's out tonight. And if you've broken it tonight. Fred. Yeah, okay. So that's another word of, there's two types of mechatos. One is called breach of contract. Okay. So therefore, ends up being the gun. Okay. Now, our case, is it like that?
No, he didn't have the money to pay it back.
Ah, he didn't have the money to pay it back.
He did have the money. He had the money.
Where do you have the money?
Where do you have the money?
The car.
No.
He has many debts.
No, hold on. Hold on. Let me teach you a bit of law over here, and Halacha recognizes this law, which our lawyers over here will establish, yeah? And that is, the money changer. What is he? What is his liability? What is he?
Incorporated?
He's incorporated, isn't he?
So then he's taking money from the wrong party.
He's incorporated.
So come over here.
He's a chevra. He's a company. He's a company. Okay. Has he got limited liability? Has he got limited liability?
Why do we have no limit?
Yes and no. If his original corporation didn't have sufficient capital to pay back loans, then the piercing of the corporate veil.
Okay. But without piercing corporate veil, the corporate veil, without the rules of piercing, the corporate veil says that you're bankrupt, do you have to pay or not? If you're bankrupt, so you have to pay or not? He hasn't got money to pay. That chevra has no money. Okay, besides fraud. A fine. We'll pierce it soon. Is there a veil at the first line of defense? Is a veil. Okay. So therefore.
Well, wait a minute.
Therefore, no. Let me speak out. Let everyone understand. Let me speak out. So therefore, he lends money to a company. And the company say we haven't got any more money. So he's got money, but the company hasn't. And the one who borrows it is the company, not him. So therefore, since the company has no money, is it like the Imre Bina's case? Where he's got money, he doesn't want to pay? Or is it like the case where he has no money?
It doesn't matter.
Rega, it doesn't matter. I want you to answer my question. Two options. Great. Until we pierce anything, he's lent money to the company, and the company who owes the money has no money. The guy who has money is not the guy you lent money to. He's just the money changer. Come on. So therefore, we have a situation, you lend somebody money, and he says, sorry, I can't pay you back at the moment, I haven't got any money. Is that Imre Bina? What's the Imre Bina? I've got money, I'm not going to get it. Here's money, here, smell it. It's not. I'm not giving it to you. Right. That's the Imre Bina. Right. Here he says, I haven't got any money. Oh, you got over there? That's not me. That's not the one who borrows. Here, this borrows. This guy borrows.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's Imre Bina. Even if it is the Imre Bina, you're taking money from the wrong guy.
Fine. Okay. I got problems, yeah. Yes, Eric.
You stole money from the company to buy the
car. Nah.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. Next question. Yeah. Now, somebody asks for a loan. At the time when he asks for the loan, he knows there's no way he's going to pay this loan. Why? Because he knows he has no funds to pay. What is he? Is he a cousin or is he not a cousin? What?
He's a
okay, so the Imre Bina.
Saying the lender knows he doesn't have any money?
The lender has done. The Imre Bina says, in the second line, now we're going on to his, therefore he says, Umahai Tama, the end of the second line, Yesh lo don, therefore you should paskin, Shaeinu Utsuakad, Yesh lo din gazin, Lamafreya, Yesh lo rushus, Lakanis the base of Mashko, Dachiv, Gazela, Shaeinu Halova, Mutsa, Labot Abatun. He says, that when he doesn't want to pay at all, he's got din gazin and mafreya, and therefore the lover has reshus the konis the basim. Now, the Chovetz Chaim takes this Imre Bina, and he says, it's in the case where he borrows money with even good intentions at the time. And then he changes his mind afterwards and says, yeah, I've got money, but I'm not going to pay you. You call the gazin. Then kol shekein, if you take money under false pretenses, saying, yeah, lend me money, I'm going to pay it back. And you know full well from the beginning, there's no chance to pay it back, you'll call the gazin. So therefore, what was this money changer at the end of the day? How many days, how do we know this? How many days after taking the $100,000 did he go, boop?
Very soon.
Hours. Yes, and yes, true story. Yeah, but not necessarily over here. There's the money changes is a natural disaster everywhere. Yeah, I know people lost their Bnei Brak in Hanof, all over. Okay. I know. Yes. Okay. So. Okay. Hashem, Yemalit Hasun. Now, this is an emotional topic. This is an emotional topic, but we're getting back. So therefore, he's a ganef, this money changer. Because he took the money, knowing full well that he's down the chute. And he took the money. So, he draws out money from somebody, knowing full well that this money is never going to get back. So he's personally liable. You've got the corporate veil purse through such actions. You've got fraud. That's called fraud. Fraud. Yes. They've got the corporate veil pierced, and you can personal liability, and the liability is not as a borrower, the liability is a gazan. If the liability is a gazan, then are you allowed to take the law into your own hands?
Yes.
Oh, very good. So he was allowed to take the car. The car also, it does look good.
There's a problem here.
He's actually paid for it.
He didn't
borrow money.
Fine.
there's a problem here, though.
He raises a huge question, because if that car was paid from monies that could have gone to other creditors, for some serious talks about that, this guy cannot retrieve the car because he's now taking an asset that really belongs to a lot of.
Yeah, and the Sosa argues, and even then there's an Asibus, which is a steer in two places. Okay. Now, what's the problem?
Okay, now, when he gave him $100,000. Did he actually walk in and give him cold cash?
Cold cash? He transferred.
He transferred. So he didn't actually give him the money. His bank.
But he's the one who bought that.
Did it with. So the bank willingly gave
doesn't
him
matter.
Money.
I'm defining him as the gossip.
No, he's not. But he didn't steal anything. But the bank.
I calls you.
Money,
yes.
And the bank is not asking for a back.
And where's the money going for my benefit? The money changes the benefit.
But that doesn't make
it.
But
yes, it does. That's called Oruf. I make you give money to somebody else because of me.
I asked you to give money to somebody else.
Yeah, that's called. You must see Mormon our piv on false pretenses.
Who's the Oruf?
The money changer. Money changer says, this guy, I owe this guy money. I want to borrow from you, but don't give it to me. Give it to him to cover my debt.
That's not what's happening.
Yes, it is.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when the guy with $100,000, his bank sends it to the money changer.
Yes.
His bank is giving it very willingly.
Fine.
Their money, not his money.
Fine.
It's the bank's
that
money.
That doesn't make a difference.
So he didn't
steal
anybody's
money. We'll discuss it afterwards.
Okay.
So it doesn't make a difference. Now, here's the hemshuch of the story. Here's the continuation of the story. I have to speak loud. I never had been asked to speak loud before. It's always the opposite. Now, so he stole the car. And we're saying he's got legal right to do that. So what happens? He runs out of petrol. Petrol's going down. Gasoline is going down. And he goes to the petrol station, fills up, and he goes into the petrol station to pay for the gas. And as he's in the petrol station, the car blows up. What happened? The mafia had planted a bomb underneath the money changer's car. It's not my solution, it's Cape to Basin. No, you're safe. They do come to Basin, but not for this matter. Okay. We had a few mafias. Now we're in Basin. Who's the Shiloh between? Reuven. Who did I say Reuven is? Reuven, let's call him the money changer. Yeah. The Shimon is the money changer. Okay. Reuven, who lent the money and took the car as payment, is now in Basin with Shimon, the money changer. And Reuben says to Shimon, look, you owe me still $100,000. And Shimon says, look, my car's worth $35,000. So $100,000 minus $35,000, I only owe you $65,000.
You owe me the price of the
So that's in Basin. That's the Shai Kacho. That's the Basin. Do I owe you 100,000 or do I owe you 65,000? That's the Shai. So, hey, Nochel, I mean, he had legal right to take the car. But now he takes all the liabilities of the car. He got payments. Payments cut off, 35. Now I owe you 65. He got blown up. Your car got blown up. Not my car. That's when we talk it out. We had this shir about this, it's optical. Ein Shom in the shir of it, right, it's optical. That was this time when we talked about it. Maybe. If some of you have heard the case. Now. So the Chora, the money change is correct. But let's go to Simon Dalit. There's a restriction which the Simon Dalit, the Shulchan Aruch writes over there, and that could change everything. Number four. Yesh Urban, we suggest there's a period that says Dlo Aminon Ovid Inish Dinid Nafshe. You can only take the law into your own hands. Rak Bechefetz Hamavor Lo Shehu Shalom. Only when you're recovering the item which is yours. Yours. Yes, could go to Gozla. Somebody stole your item. Or she wrote to the Gozla. Somebody wants to steal your item. Or wrote to Zika, wants to damage you. You can retrieve or push off. Defending yourself. But somebody owes you money from stealing something. Lo, you can't take the law into your own hands. Oh, so this is now a big restriction on the halacha of taking law in your own hands.
So you can only take the actual
item. You can only take the actual item which is yours. If somebody owes you because of damaging you or stealing something which is no longer around, and now he owes you, you can't recover it by taking his item. If that's the reason or not the reason, we'll see. That's one of the suggestions. That's only one suggestion of the reasoning behind this. So we see, if it's not the item that's yours yourself, you're not allowed to take law in hand. You have to go to Beis Din. Now, what did the money changer owe him?
Money.
Tangible. Yeah. Is the car ever Reuven's?
No.
So is he therefore allowed to take the law in his own hands and recover lost item over here with this item over here in exchange? Is he allowed to do that? No. So therefore, when he did that,
he stole.
He himself stole.
What did Reuven say? Reuven was saying you could.
Not him, Rabin, that's a Gomorrah. We have to understand that. It's not him, Rabin. That's off in
Rabin. But if you whether he took it legitimately or through theft, either way, he had possession of that
35,000. Oh. Reggie's saying, Reggie, he's saying good. He's saying, what's he saying? Okay, so therefore, it was an illegal act taking a car. Okay, therefore it's illegal. What is he?
He's a
gunner. So therefore, if you steal a car, and it gets blown up, then what happens? You have to pay 35. So at the end of the day, whether you took it legally as payment or as being a gazan, you still the such should be the same as you owe 65. Yeah. Like the money change owes 65.
Is it okay for a business?
No. Most of a class, if there's any. Okay. Car was worth money.
Oh,
no, that was the other shir. It was omen to be blown up doesn't take away its value. Okay, that was another shir. Yeah, that's another shir. That's Hilchos Baba Kama, and we had a whole shir on Mazik. Unfortunately, you were here for some and not, and you missed that shir. I'm afraid. Now. Yeah. Now. A bomb kasha now. On this opinion, this Shulchan Aruch that says you can only take the law in your own hands if you take the item which is yours, then what's Peshat in the Gemara Bava Metzia? What's Peshat in the Gemara? What the Gemara Bava Metzia says, if he owes you money because you lent him, you can't take the law into your hands. If he's a guarantee for the loan, then you can go into the guarantor's house and take the law into your hands and get money from him. Now, the guarantor, when you go into his house, which you're allowed to do and take it, are you taking an item which is also taking an item which belongs to the guarantor?
No,
for
the second.
So you're taking an item that's not yours. So how can you do it? Obviously, the
guarantor is saying any of my property is going to pass out the loan.
But you have to go to Beis Din.
Separate agreement. The guarantor is making a separate agreement.
Obviously, the Shashi is nothing to do will you get it eventually? If you go to Basin and go through the due process, yeah, you'll get it. But Obin Nishashi is one cloud, we're saying over here. It's yours, it's Mama's, your car, your chair, your table, your car, then you can take it. If it's his in lieu or something, go to Basin, you may still get it through Basin. But you have to go to Basin. So how could the Gemara and Bava Mitzvah say, no, take the launcher in hand, it's connected, the Shulchan Aruch, Mordechai, it doesn't fit, Mordechai doesn't fit with the Bava Mitzvah, they're going to explain.
Maybe say by the Arev, it's not fit anything. I mean, by definition, an Arev is anything of it.
Doesn't matter. We're not discussing whether you will win the Din Torah. Yes, you win the Din Torah, but there's a halach in Ovid, in this, in Ashe, says, even if you win the Din Torah and Basin, you can't take the law in your own hand unless it's your item.
The Gemara is not necessarily talking about where you're taking the law into your own hand. It could be that the Ari is willing to give it to you.
No, sort.
Why?
He's not. He's talking about Chatifa, snatching. That's what Gemara is talking about. He's talking about, look at the sugi over there. You haven't got time to see the whole sugi as well, so I'd love to show you and explain it to you.
Any time you take more than your own, and since there's been no valuation, you take that risk anyway. But that doesn't answer your question.
Doesn't answer my question. No. Nope.
And what was your question?
The question is, there's a restriction of taking law in your own hands. You can only do that if it's your item. So, Bob Mitzia says you can do it. You can take from the guarantor's item, which is guarantor's mother was yours, as payments without his resource, because he's the guarantor and not the borrower. What do you mean? You can't do Ovid in instruction. The Vilna Gaon asked the question. Yeah, you'll win the Din Torah, but you have to go to Basin.
But maybe the guarantor means that if the circumstances are right, you can't take something from
me. No, it doesn't mean. No, the guarantor says, I understand, I'm backing up the loan, but through due process, not through. I'm not taking it. So, the Shulchan Aruch says, the same Shulchan Aruch carries on and says, Avol, number 5. Avol tfisa ba'alma shetosu lemashkin. But if you're not taking as payment, but you're just taking it as a guarantor for your loan, for payment, yochol lasis b'chol inyan, you can take the law into your hand and take the item as a guarantee, not as payment. But you're a da'achakach le'vesim, and then you go to basis. With the backup of having somewhere to actually get the payment in your pocket.
So if you do that with a car, Regen. His car.
Just
watching the car.
Says the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara in Brochus, where Rav Huna admitted he did something wrong, it wasn't because of Ben Bug like the Rav Yosef. It was because, let's look at number 6, Sochloma had the Brochus with Nation Lo, Yorid the Din Immo. He took it as payment. You owe me money, Mr. Worker, because you stole. I owe you wages. I'm taking wages. And everyone can live a happier life. We're not going to face them. But that's the time against everyone. You're not taking your own item. You're not allowed to do dinner of it in the Nashi if you don't take your own item. But what Rav Huna should have done, he said, I'm not paying you until we go to Basin. And we go to Basin, they will decide. I'm not taking it as payment, I'm taking it as a guarantee for the money you owe. That would have been acceptable. Rav Huna's mistake is he took it not as a guarantor, but as payment. And that was an illegal move. So therefore, let's analyze our money change the case.
Depends why he's preferred.
The answer is it 100,000 or 65,000 that the money changer owes? It depends why he took the car. If he took the car as payment for his loan, then he's out of luck because either he's a gazlan or it's actually payment and now only 65 is due. If he took it as a mashkin, and then we're going to go to the basin to decide, I don't really want a car. I just want to have the car as a possibility to get payment from it as a guarantor. But we go to Basin afterwards, and then we go to Basin, and Basin says that you owe money and you personally have liability because you did illegal action. Then that will be who owns the car under those circumstances? Even when it's in my house, who owns the car? The money changer. And whose car blew up? That changed us, so therefore the money changer will still owe 100,000.
That's only according to the Mordechai.
That's according to everyone.
Not to Rav Yoh.
He's used the car. That changes the intent car.
He's not used the car. He's taking the car to his house. He's taking it to Rishus.
How do you prove it? How does he prove it?
How did he take it?
How does he prove what his intentions were when he took the item?
We have to. He's got a miku. So therefore, we have to, at the beginning of the tzin, we have to understand and speak out a story and how he may make himself lose the dintura for his own fact. He doesn't know that law. Says, I went to the money changer house, he owes me 100,000, at least I can get 35,000, get the car, sell the car, and get the money. If he says like that, then we know already, Messiah Lifi Tumah. He is, that's how we work out. If not, he can change.
He's quiet.
Yeah.
He took the car. What's going on?
We're going to ask him. We're in the basement. We're going to ask him. We're not silly people. We're going to ask him. Why did you take the car? We're going to ask him. Why did you take the car?
How did he get the car?
And he's going to have to give an answer at that stage. He said, I took the car. He owed me money.
How did he get the car home?
Yes, he did. He took it
home. He drove it. So he used the car.
No, that's a way of getting the mashkin.
Using the mashkin to get the mashkin is.
Yes, that's okay.
That's okay.
It. Yeah, to use the mushroom to get the mushroom. That's a different detail. So therefore,
he come on around, please tell us.
So therefore, if it's 100,000 or 65,000, it depends on why he took the car. Now, getting back to our chicken case. Back down to earth. To the chicken. Now knowing all these facts, was it a legal act or illegal act in the eyes of Halacha to shoplift that chicken?
Depends on if you go like the Rav Yehuda or Mordechai.
No, I say.
You have Mordechai.
Let's go with the Rav Mordechai. Yeah, according to the Mordechai. Did he take something that belongs to him or not belong to him?
It doesn't belong to him.
Is it so posh it doesn't belong to him? What did I buy? What did I buy?
A chicken.
A chicken. And what did I retrieve?
A different chicken.
A different chicken, but a chicken. Yeah? Now, what's the reasoning behind if it's a different item, you can't take the law into your own hands? What's the reasoning behind it?
No idea.
So if it's based on value, so most chickens are per weight. It's really hard to find the exact identical weighted chicken, but I guess if you could find an exact weighted chicken, that could be
Yeah.
Has to do with that reason for the value.
So there's a suggestion which, if I'm not mistaken, the Ben Ish Chai says in his sefer that the reason why the Mordechai says if it's a different item you have to go to Basin, it's just a technical thing. He owes you, and you're taking the item. Maybe that item is more expensive. Maybe you're taking too much. So therefore, you have to go to Basin. You can't take an item in lieu of something, a debt of money, because who says it's counteractive?
Well, once you have that zera, you should be able to do it even if you know.
No. So the Ben Ish Chai, therefore, is Machadish, on Shuma Yudua, an item which is fixed, and there's no way of being a mistake. And who is in money? He owes me money, I take his money. Money is money. Yeah, it's the same. Even though it's not the same money. Where there's no possibility of a mistake, then you're allowed to take that item even if it's not yours. If that's the whole reason, then in this scenario it's okay. So therefore, with the chicken case.
Why isn't the Mordechai make that stipulation?
Shumas Yudua, it's part of Hilchos Beis Din. Yeah. You can't make a gevir. Even Beis Din can't make a payment from somebody's property without getting a value on it first. Part of halacha is the Beis Din. And if you want to be the Beis Din, you have to go through the due process as well. And you can't, so therefore you go to the official authorities called Beis Din. Okay. Now, that's the reason. With our chicken case, in order to allow the shoplifting, what does he have to do?
Value.
He has to make sure that he's taking a chicken which is definitely covers his chicken range. Okay? And the chora that should be okay. But the ksos says a different reason. And this is where we'll finish tonight with this ksos. Number 7. Says, Bishloma Bauchov Dini Bezuzi. Okay. He owes you money because you lent him money. Okay, you gave him money. He owes you money. You can take money. Money for money is okay. That's exactly what I gave him. But with a woman who's owed money because of a ksuba. She can't take money as grab money as in lieu of a ksuba. The suba ain't dinner for Abizusi, because it's not mechuyev. The husband is not mechuyev, or the state is not mechuyev to give her suba in money form. I feel it is lezuzi. Even if the state has money, they don't have to pay her money. They can pay her, you're full of Abizusi kaka, they can pay her kaka instead. They can pay her land. And since the chiyev is not money necessary, therefore you're not allowed to take the law in your hands and take money. You owe 200 gold coins. You want to take 200 gold coins, business, for your ksuba? You're not allowed to. There's no chance you made the mistake in the shuma. No chance. Because it's exactly 200 gold coins. But since the husband and the estate are not mechuyev to give you money, and they can simply turn around and say, we prefer to have our money, and we prefer to give you a piece of a Shmatidika land over there, which is a value of 200 gold coins, that's, you deal with it. That's better for us to have cash flow than to have that. They can turn around and say that, and since they can say that, it's illegal to therefore take the money if that's not what you'll do. So therefore, when, let's say, he buys this chicken and the chicken is off. Now, what do the supermarket owe him for such a thing?
They could pay him money's worth. They don't have to pay him money.
What are they can do? Off. What can they do?
They can pay whatever they want.
They can give him money back. Right. And they can give him an exchange of chicken.
Or they can give him apples.
They can give him apples. Oh, I'm not sure apples he's has to take, because that's not what Adas came and gave the money originally for. He gave money for a chicken, so he can't give apples back. He can either get the chicken, or he can give
you're
money.
Treating the money as a halva.
He can give money or chicken.
No, the money, you're saying the money that he gave the store is viewed as halva.
It's viewed as, in the end of the day, mechatos, that it ends up being a halva. Yeah, there's a tosis in the bottom of the basra, it says such a thing. Yeah, okay. So therefore, the supermarket are not mechuyev to give him another chicken. They say, look, we don't like giving you chickens, because whenever you give, have a chicken, you always have problems for us. We prefer just give your money back and go to another shop instead. So they said, then they can give money to him. Don't have to give a chicken. Yeah? Yeah, even us? Yeah. So therefore, when he goes and takes a chicken, is he taking something which is buchruch, that is going to be his?
No.
No, because the apit and Torah, they don't have to give him chicken. They can give him money. So therefore, as soon as he's taking something which is mukhruch, not necessary, something which is due, even if it's no problem in price, says the ksos, that's also called an illegal act. A legal act is only when you're taking either the item that's yours, exactly yours, or they owe you money and you're taking money. Then you can take the law into your own hands. But to take an item which they're not mukhruch to give you, which they can give you something else, that is what the Mordechai is saying is an illegal act, and therefore the halacha lamaisa is that you can't shoplift a chicken.
But did you have to pay them back once you already did it?
Can't shoplift a chicken.
Did you have to pay them back though once you already did
no.
it?
No, that's after the fact, they owe him money.
So he doesn't have to pay them back.
That's after the fact. But he does illegal action in shoplifting in the first place. Yeah, so they owe him money, he owes you their money for stealing, that type of thing, it cancels out.
It was a bracha v'atala when he ate the chicken?
It's not bracha v'atala, it's just not Hashem likes to make a bracha on stolen item. Okay, so we sorted out the chicken and the money changer and his car. Do we still pass in our RVR? We pass like Benbag. So Rav Yar, we definitely pass like Benbag. Rav Yar just wanted to use the Benbag as Peshat, what Rav Huna did wrong. Says, I got a simple Peshat, that what Rav Huna did wrong. What Huna did wrong is he didn't go to the basin afterwards because he wasn't taking the item itself that was his. Was
in the case of the car theft, are we saying it's a machlokas? What he was allowed to take the car, not allowed to take the car? Is that how it came out?
In the case of the car theft, then we said that according to a lot of days, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mordechai is called a halacha, and therefore it will be dependent on his kavono and taking it.
No, that's at the end. Say, yes. But the mice of taking the car, is that a goslin?
He's depends on his kavono. He's allowed to take the car as a mashkin.
Well, that for sure
is yes.
And if he takes it, keep it, isn't that a focus?
And if he takes it, keep it, the Mordechai, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, says it's an illegal act. It's a discussion, does any other opinion in the Shulchan Aruch argue with it? And a lot of Achronim over there says it's not an argument. But over there in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach says everyone agrees to each other. The Nesiva says there is a certain type of machlokas, not exactly. Therefore, it's a big discussion. Is anyone arguing on the Mordechai in the Shulchan Aruch?